now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, hello to all our friends at the Hookie Lounge this weekend. I hope you're having a groovy time with all the Tiki Files. Take it easy on the Mai Tais, won't you? This week we talk to the editor of a brand new mid-century modern magazine. More music from Pink Martini and a band that I just discovered called the Sunday Combo. That's all coming up on the Cocktail Nation with the Tiki Aki Orchestra right now and Hawaii Nocturne.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
We'll be right back.
from the soundtrack of OSS 117 Lost in Rio, Ludwig Buss and La Grande Supplice. This week talking about mid-century modern homes, and Chris Osborne, the man behind the brand new magazine out of Brisbane called Australian Modern Magazine, joins me on the line. Tell us more about this magazine.
It's a continuation of a project I did in Brisbane about Brisbane Modern, which is about mid-century architecture and design. And this is the latest connotation, and it's gone national now because we've taken a lot of stories from all over Australia.
You know, it's amazing. We have mutual friends in that. I know Alyssa Starelli in the United States, who is a big mid-century modern fan, and of course also a real estate agent as well. And she specialises in the mid-century modern. The thing is, in America, it's a lot easier to find really cool modern homes, but in Australia, they're not as common, are they?
No, they're out there, but we don't have the tract housing sort of systems that the Americans did, and by any stretch of the imagination, it's a lot more limiting in the fact that you have to kind of source them to find them, and they're tucked away. You might have to drive, you know, between suburbs to find good houses, and then people are really starting to appreciate them now, so they're becoming more and more difficult to find. But we're lucky because there are some specialty real estate agents now beginning to crop up. There's a guy in Sydney now, Modern House, and it's particularly marketing architect design houses, which is fantastic to recognise that fact.
What is one of the main differences between Australian mid-century modern homes and American and European? Is there much of a difference in Australia?
Well, I can honestly say the California sort of scene and Australia, that Pacific Rim, is got a lot of similarities, without a doubt, in the smaller homes group. The American market, obviously, there were more entrepreneurial, there was more money, and Australia was obviously not anywhere near that kind of level. So we perhaps don't have so many grand houses, but we certainly have a lot of smaller mid-century style houses. And the resemblance between California and Australia is very similar. Now, European, different kind of climate, different kind of things altogether. And I have a particular preference for the American sort of modernism, the international style in America. And I've been trotting over to the States on a few occasions for particularly that, you know, the Palm Springs Modernism Week and the likes, and through LA and Chicago and Phoenix and Las Vegas to check out that sort of thing.
Now, when it comes to Australian modern homes, and obviously that's why we're talking about the Australian Modern magazine, back in the 50s and 60s, I would imagine that if one was to build a home like that, I mean, they would have been specially designed by an architect, which obviously for many people is an extra cost they probably couldn't afford.
Yeah, that's true. And even in the late 50s, rationing still existed. There was also issues that there was a limited floor plan possibility. So you weren't even allowed to build large houses because of the building material restrictions. So often the houses were small, which meant the architects were getting pretty creative. There's schools of architects in Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne that work in various areas, and they have that same sort of aesthetic of the small mid-century style house, and they're being creative. And small can be pretty beautiful, really. It's lovely to see all the details in a small house rather than, you know, the same amount of details in a bigger project a lot of the time.
We are talking to Chris Osborne from the new magazine, Australian Modern Magazine. More coming up soon, but let's play some songs. And this is Frank West from his album Jazz for Playboys, and the song Blues for a Playmate. Thank you.
Draper's top five Google searches are as follows. Number one, The Cocktail Nation. Number two, Coop Cooper, Swank Extraordinaire. Number three, Coop Cooper, Sydney Penthouse, Google Maps. Number four, Coop Cooper's Wardrobe. And number five, Coop Cooper, Swank Style, Google Images.
Cocktail Nation feedback line, 206-984-1187.
Oh, man, Uncle Manny, why don't you come and pay your bills? You don't get to have a time of no man. Why don't you come down, Cuba?
Yeah, good night. This is Russell Crowe. I listen to the Cocktail Nation every single week. Make sure you guys see me next movie. Cheers.
Oh, how majestic to my early world on dialistic caro.
guitars leader Coop Cooper, one from Jimmy Vargas. Tonight on the show, we're talking about the new magazine, Australian Modern Magazine, with Chris Osborne. Now, Chris, I gather you are going to be doing a lot of travelling with that camera of yours. How are you going to track down so many houses?
Got connections from previous trips to Sydney and Melbourne and the likes, and I've been very fortunate to meet some very similarly minded people and similarly minded modernist groups. And in doing so, we're trying to kind of combine forces, if you like, and Australian Modern has combined the talents of all these people. And we haven't just done housing. What we've done, tried to do is not make it an architecture magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to make it about culture and lifestyle. So we're in the 21st century looking back at the mid-20th century. And when you live in a house, an architect designed a house, for that example, you still have to have furniture, you still have to wear clothes, you still got to drive a car, you still got to go to the office, you're going to put art on the walls. All of those topics all get covered in Australian Modern.
Sounds like a marvellous magazine, and out right now. What's one of the best ways to get it? Can you order it through your news agency here in Australia? Or
We don't go through news agents distribution. It's because it's an annual publication.
So it's online.
Distribution doesn't work really well. So what we've done is we have specialty bookstores, vintage stores and gallery stores, and all of those stockists are listed on the Australian Modern website. And it is also available if you're out of the mainstream cities or anywhere else that isn't accessible. You can buy it online from the website.
And the website is
australianmodern.com.au.
Australianmodern.com.au is the website to check out. Good to talk to you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Coop. Much appreciated.
On the Cocktail Nation, Lexotica and Sands.
Cocktail Nation.
Lounge leader Coop Cooper, Herb Alberts, Tijuana Brass, and Whipped Cream from the Whipped Cream and Other Delights 1965 album released on A&M Records. It was the band's fourth full album and arguably their most popular release. In fact, wandering through secondhand stores, charity stores, you're always going to find a copy of this iconic album. It just always seems to be there. This album saw the band nearly abandoning its Mexican theme music, featuring mostly covers of pop songs and generating some major pop hits for the first time since The Lonely Bull. Got some Bond news this week that author William Boyd is going to be following in the footsteps of fellow novelists Kingsley Amis and Sebastian Faulks by penning a new adventure for the 007 super spy James Bond. Bond creator, of course, Ian Fleming, died in 1964 after writing 14 novels in the series, but other authors have since kept the saga alive. The franchise has now sold over 100 million books. Boyd, who won the prestigious Whitbread Book Award in 1981 for his novel A Good Man in Africa, did not reveal any plot ideas or even the book's title, but did say that it would be set in 1969, which is pretty cool. The book is due out next year, 60 years after Fleming's first book, Casino Royale, was published. I must say, though, Sebastian Faulks, I thought was just an absolutely awful Bond writer, so I haven't read anything by Kingsley Amis, but I know Sebastian Faulks was, I remember reading this particular Bond book, which I recall was called Devil May Care. I'm just looking over my shoulder right now at my book collection that I've got here in the studio, and I thought I must have kept it. No, I think I actually, it was that bad I threw it out. It really was pretty awful, so I hope it's an improvement on anything that Sebastian Faulks came up with, because, yeah, well, heaven help the franchise. Right now, fresh from performing at our National Television Awards, the Logies, it's Tony Bennett and Queen Latifah, and Who Can I Turn To on The Cocktail Nation.
Sorrow, but still
I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter.
This is the Cocktail Nation Music.
With Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. New band that I discovered on Twitter called Sunday Combo. They're out of the Netherlands, a two-person electronic conglomeration that I really dig. Now, I don't know too much about them, and I hope to chat to them very soon on the show. And I must say, normally I'm not a fan of electronic lounge, but I do dig this cocktail of easy listening bossa nova cocktail lounge with a little bit of jazz and extra spacey vintage electronica. So if you'd like to find out some more about them, check out sundaycombo.com. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Lots of gigs across the world. Project Memento coming up May 6th at the Park Chalet in San Francisco. Here in Sydney, well, just west of Sydney, a little mountain village called Katoomba on Saturday, April 28. It's a special event called the Lost World, which features Spy Jazz Lounge and Exotica with Johnny Soul and many, many more guests DJing. Looking forward to heading up to the mountains to check out this one. Tiki Cowboys every Thursday at the Tiki Terrace. And coming up on Monday, April 23, Will the Thrill is celebrating Thrillville is Endless, the 15th anniversary show. And he's got Roger Corman's Day of the World ended from 1956. Easy Lounge, first Thursday of the month, DJ Tom LG in Oakland, California, 3255 Lakeshore Avenue. And Tuesday nights in New York City at PKNY Primitiva in Hi-Fi. Anytime you want to find out what's going on across the world, if you're looking for some gigs to check out, simply head over to our website, cocktailnation.net, in the World of Swank tab. You can find all the gigs that you need. Right now, Bobby Hackett and Flamingo on the Cocktail Nation.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Lounge Leader Coop Coop, and new music from Halford Jet Set and Tema Deanna. If you'd like to find out some more about them, check out Last FM to hear some of their tracks. Before I go tonight, a big shout out to Chris Hansen, who I know is listening to the show. In fact, he tells me that he listens pretty much most days at work. He says it helps him enjoy an otherwise bland day. Thanks, Chris, and thanks for retweeting the Cocktail Nation too. Certainly one way that you can help more people discover this incredible music that is lounge and exotica is, of course, you will find us on Twitter. But if you can retweet us, that'd be absolutely fantastic. More people can find out about this wonderful music that we just do love playing here on the Cocktail Nation. So certainly tell more people about it, and we can extend our influence across the world. I'm going to leave you with Jackie Gleason right now. This is called Somebody Loves Me. Stay hip.